Hi, I'm Angela Lee, and welcome to the Will to Live podcast, where we share with you the gifts of living. I speak to inspiring wellness leaders, mums, celebrities, business people, super grannies, and more to help you live your potential, connect to your purpose, and bring joy to your life. Discovering your will to live a fulfilling life starts now. Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Will to Live podcast. And today's guest is Dia Theo. Now, Dia has been one of my mentors for over four years now. Yeah, I actually went and first saw Dia not long after Liv was born, and Liv's four and a bit now. So Dia's really been a constant in my life and been a massive part in sort of taking me through my transformational journey. So I'm really excited to get her on today because I wanted to share more of her gifts so more people can benefit what she has. So thank you so much for joining us, Dia.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here with you, Angela. It really is. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
It's so awesome. And it's really hard to even describe sort of what, you know, what to call Dia or what she does. But I certainly can say from my experience, there's just been so many things. Obviously, when you go through sort of multiple traumas, which I did in such a short period of time, massive changes with being a new mum and then a single mum. And, you know, there's just been so much that's happened. And obviously there's a huge amount of emotion to process and there's just so much to work through. And the work I've done with Dia has just been huge for me. It's been huge for me in transforming some of, particularly sort of a lot of the anger and the hurt, you know, into a higher way of being, a different energy and different perspectives of things. And, you know, there's just been so many sessions where I've just been in such a hole, in such a, I guess, a really low place and feeling awful, and then come out an hour and a half later and all of a sudden I feel so different. And just how I see situations or see people are really transformative. And I actually thought about it before the podcast, and there's just been so many different things that happened, you know, along the way. Like, I love that, you know, Liv's experienced some of these sessions, you know, the energy. And I know that, you know, her behavior changes around me after I do these sessions. I know that, you know, in one of the energy sessions, it's where the idea of will to live even come, like that wasn't even there. And I think that's sort of what you do in some ways, is that you help us access our intuition or our higher self, or, you know, I guess our greater being. And there's just been so many different ideas, like my business ideas have come from sessions, my ideas about how to approach stuff. I've got clarity in, you know, a lot of big decisions I've had to make. And it's just been a really, really exciting journey. And I still work with Dia. So Dia, I guess I just would love to, for you to start, I'm not sure where we start. I'd love for you to sort of maybe share a bit of your journey about how you sort of become to be what you are. I don't even know what to call you, but I'd love for you to sort of share that so people sort of get to know you a bit, because I think we're all on a different, our own journeys. And I love hearing, you know, different people's individual journey as to how they got to where they got to.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Yes. I love working alongside you, and I say alongside because that's what I do. And where do I start? I was reflecting actually last night on my choices as to why I've arrived here and how I've sort of unfolded into the becoming of me and all of those things. And, you know, I'm a bit unique in that I don't like labels, but I think a lot of us don't like labels, because once we're labeled, you sort of put into a container of that and it stops the expansiveness to a degree. So, yes, I guess for me, my passion is to actually really help people tune into that bigger aspect of themselves, that soulfulness, if that's what you want to call it, self-actualization, to be allow peak performances in your life and to allow peak experiences of being in flow and being in connection with, you know, one's own greater being or one's own greatest intelligence, and really to be able to tap into that, because that's where peak experiences come from, do you know what I mean? And the ability to be able to tune into that. So my story, I guess, was why I began this search about 30 years ago and began my path 30 years ago really quickly, was that I was brought up in a very, very strict religion at that specific point in time, whereas we actually weren't really allowed to socialize with anybody outside the religion. So it was very strict and very contained back then. And it's very interesting. There's an author, Paul Kaos, I think, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but he did an autobiography and he spoke about how his journey was so incredible and that he left his religion, and at the end of his book and his story and his integration of being, that he was able to actually go back for the fellowship of his people in this specific religion that he was in, or church that he was in, because he no longer saw the hypocrisy, or he no longer saw the so-called judgment. And I knew at 15 that I didn't want to be there, that that wasn't my path, but it was very interesting because I had a gift that I actually didn't recognize till years later, which is where I could actually read people's unconscious. And you know, there's a term that you can read people. Well, I was actually reading their unconscious patterns all the time. When my hubby was in business back then, I would say, you know, don't hire him because he's not going to pay, and he'll pay, and this one will pay, and don't get the kitchen done through them because they're going to go bankrupt. And all this thing started sort of unfolding, and he began to listen to me. So in essence of that, I went to my first course when I was 23, because I knew actively it wasn't for me. I saw pain and suffering and heartache in, you know, all the congregation of the people that I was with. And I was on a search to understand what pain and suffering was all about. My father had been in the German war. He was Dutch, my parents, and he had a lot of post-stress disorder. And so we had a very challenging childhood. And all of this began my search of pain and suffering and how I could ease it in myself, but also how I could ease it for my fellow people, my, you know, fellow mankind. Mm. So that was the reason as to why. The interesting thing about that, back in that day, I think it was $2,000 for one course and $1,000 I did with them. Everything those people we're talking about, it's actually come to fruition in society today. Now, that was 30 years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's all about evolving socially, individually, and, of course, it all begins and ends with us. So from there, I went into learning, educated myself through transpersonal psychology, which I called myself for a long time, a transpersonal therapist. I'll slow down a bit. And that was my label for a long time, but it was because I had to put a name tag on something. So now I would probably prefer to call myself a coach or a holistic practitioner, you know, in helping people bring their unconscious patterns into their awareness and into their consciousness. Because, you know, this whole soulful journey too is an interesting one, because we have so, it's really about becoming aware of our beliefs and what's working for us and what's not working for us. Mm. And, you know, a lot of it is hidden to our awareness. I mean, the interesting thing on free will choice, that was always a passion for mine as well. I've always had a questioning mind, and I used to question free will choice because I would say to myself, well, how can you have free will choice if you're running all these unconscious patterns? You know, you must only be able to have conscious choice to the awareness of what you're running. So you know how involved the process is of transformation, being a coach yourself, like, you know, where people are sort of running stuff that's they're not aware of. And so it's sort of like showing up in their life. And what I love about that, and what you've, it feels like magic, doesn't it? When we do energy work and when we do meditational work, and the magic of that is that, you know, if you have a perception of something, there's always a belief behind the perception. And so if you can get in and understand that through the process of uniting the conscious and the unconscious. So if I really wanted to call myself anything, I think it would be a marriage of the conscious and the unconscious, and bringing the unconscious into consciousness, because that's where peak performance is. That's where awareness is. And that's where it all begins to shift and change. And that when you enter that, you know, you can look at your perception and you can go behind that, and then you can identify. And the key is identify. So I guess what I help people to do is to identify what's coming up for them or what's playing out either unconsciously or consciously. And because I've been through so much in my life, and I really probably won't even go into that, but what makes me a great coach, I guess, is all the pain and the suffering. I mean, you know, like one of my brothers suicided, I've lost two brothers, I've lost my mum and dad. My mum and dad were ridiculously religious, and I built a very healthy relationship with them against all odds. And I've had so many incredible experiences, but that's another time and another day. So that is my passion. It's getting people to be able to identify what's going on for them, and that most of the work that is happening in the unconscious, and then bringing the awareness into that, and then bringing it into a conscious thought form or a conscious seeing, or where you can get a different perspective on what's happening for you. And then when you have a different perspective of what's happening for you, then you can actually change what's no longer serving you, or what's no longer playing out in that you don't know, sorry, that you don't want to have playing out in your life anymore. And there are all the different tools that we've utilized, and there's so many of them that we can sort of go in and bring out to make tangible. And when you do shift this, that's what the magic is. That's when your reality changes. That's when you feel that expansion, and you can, you're actually tuned and plugged into your highest wisdom. And then you can operate from that. So magically, when we do, because I love meditation and I love being able to help people access that incredible intelligence, which is just amazing. And I guess that's touching on the creativity aspect as well, because we've got different names for everything and everybody speaks different languages. But basically, you know, we're at tapping into our highest form of creativity, our highest intelligence. And it is available for everyone. It's just knowing to, I guess, the journey or the road or the paths to take in order for that to become into your full spectrum and your full consciousness. So it's very important for 2021, because so many people have been working with this since 2012, right? But now it's getting faster and faster and faster. So for all you coaches out there, you're going to be really needed in the next, you know, couple of years now, in as because it's going to be so important, because there are so many people that are really needing assistance and coaching through this integrational process of the unconscious made consciousness, for the benefit of experiencing joy, of experiencing no guilt in your life, for autonomy, for the fullest expression of yourself. And, you know, therefore it spills over into your family unit and, you know, into your society and into everybody that you work with. And, you know, basically we're assisting humanity to transform and to really embrace living life and becoming, but enjoying the becoming, because it's like an elevator. You know, you can get off on level one and that's perfectly fine, but you can go right up. It's limitless as to how you evolve. So transformation is an ongoing and eternal energy with incredible prosperity and abundance and richness for relationships, intimacy.
I'm just sitting here nodding the whole time, because I've experienced like all of those things, you know, that you were saying. And I certainly know, like in the, you know, 4 years that I've been working with you, that, you know, even people have said to me, you feel like a different person. I feel like a new person, and I'm still the same person, but like what you said there, I feel like I'm stepping into more of my highest wisdom more often. So I'm operating as the highest version of myself, not all the time, but, you know, I know how to step into that greater, and I've changed my, I don't know, expression really. I'm still the same person, but it's changed. And, you know, there's been a lot of changes that around me that I've had to change, you know, a lot of relationship changes, a lot of, you know, personally, professionally, like there's just been so much. And I think it's been really powerful, you know, going through that process and having you navigate me through that. And, you know, something else you said there, because I mentor trainers and coaches as well, but I agree that now there is, like, you know, the old paradigm, the old approach, you're just going to get left behind unless you step up. I know in the group that I mentor, they're really stepping up into like a higher level of being, and it shows in their work and what they're doing. And, you know, I know the people you work with are like, you know, amazing, but I really see that now. And it's not a judgment, but you can just really see that there's a certain people that are going to left behind. Like we do, even though people might be trainers or they might be a dietitian or they might be a specific coach, we need to have a greater awareness of ourselves to work with. It doesn't matter what the actual tool is that we're working on. It's like having a greater awareness of ourselves to support those people, because things are changing. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, it's kind of interesting. You look at school curriculums, like you have to do English and maths. I reckon you should have to do energy work, like this type of work, because it's some of the most profound and powerful work that you will ever do. You know, it's quite interesting. Like, and I guess really wanted you on because I want more people to understand it and be able to experience it, like what is available for them.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And yes, I agree with everything that you say. It's so true. And, you know, you can't not be who we are. Do you know what I mean, Angela? Mm. The trick is, well, it's not, well, I guess it's a trick to a degree, but what we're doing is starting to embody all these changes. And, you know, I really honor you, Angela, for your journey and what you've been through with Will. And, you know, I couldn't imagine for one moment what it would be like to lose a son. And, well, other than I had two miscarriages, so I've sort of got a bit of reference there, but I've had grief, do you know what I mean, in my life. And you were talking before we jumped on it, even about my cancer. 100%, I would not have been able to make the decisions that I made not to have the other round of chemo and 6 months of radiation if I actually wasn't tapped into my intuition, and if I wasn't tapped into the creative aspect of myself or my soul essence, because it is pure knowing. It's, you know, it's where the electricity sort of came from. That guy was tuned into his highest knowing and his highest self, if that's what you want to call it, or his actualized self. Do you know what I mean? Because that's where it all comes from. So it's my ability to be able to be with people in emotion probably makes me really good at what I do, not to being egotistical, but like just factual, because I have touched every single raw emotion possible. And I believe that's part of my gift as well, because I can be with people to actually go in really deep to their emotions. And you know, if we really learn not to judge our emotions at all, but to be actually become friends with them and to actually have an intimate relationship with their emotions, they are so incredible, because you can then allow it to move through you, through identification as well, do you know? And there's so much power in that. And that's another incredible aspect too of becoming.
Yeah, I think it's, and it's hard to explain sort of what you do, because I've worked with you sort of in person and online, and like it's the same, you know what I mean? Like you feel so much of the energy through there. And I guess, how do we describe to people what you do? Like there's we talk about stuff. You help me, you know, process stuff. We go in deep and do, I guess, into my unconscious and bring it to awareness. And, you know, there's so many things that I didn't even know were there that I've been able to transform. So how would you describe sort of, you know, what you do in a session with someone? And yeah, I guess you work with all types of people. It's really anyone who wants to transform something, isn't it? And work on themselves.
My every session is different. I mean, I've helped people through divorce. I've helped them with going to lawyers and getting great outcomes from lawyers. Do you know what I mean? I've helped people that have lost and grieve, creatively help people write their courses, helped a few people write books. And so what do I do? Well, I guess what we touched on before, the gift I had as a child and have come to know is that I am visionary. I also have the ability to read the unconscious. So when somebody presents to me, you know, in virtual world or real world, basically your subconscious is communicating with me. So you turn up, you show up, you know that something's not quite right. Do you know what I mean? And this is anybody coming for a session, yep. and they're having an issue, and they know they've got an issue, but they can't quite resolve it. So I have got an inherent gift where I can actually read the subconscious. I can actually go in and identify exactly what's happening for you, usually before you even come online, because I've connected to your energy. So I do connect. I'm very much an empath. So and sometimes I even have telepathic hookups. So basically what happens is when somebody comes to me for a session, there is this hookup. There's a hookup from my soul source to your soul source, or to your highest intelligence, to my highest intelligence. You've made the decision to come, so therefore your energy is open, okay? Whoever comes to me has come for a reason, so their energy is giving me permission to go in and help them for where they are at the moment. And so that's basically what I do. So there I do a read, I can sort of pinpoint, I can access. I don't tell you things. I actually, as you would know, guide you to actually being able to bring them up in yourself, and you can see them. And I think that's the beauty of it, and why people feel very comfortable with working, because it's just a conversation, really. Do you know what I mean? And then whatever emotion comes up, you know, I mean, I've had people where I will hold. There's so many different modalities that I do. Like I can hold, every session is different. I can hold space for someone that's got anger and resentment at a loved one or an old loved one, and I will do a technique where I actually pretend to be the person, and all the rage will come out, and the crap, and the oh, the ugly, and it's so beautiful, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's like allowing that aspect of, you know, the shadow, or allowing what the person that's having the session might judge as really awful or ugly, but nothing's awful and nothing's ugly. Do you know what I mean? It's just incredibly beautiful. So I guess that is the holistic approach, and the gift that what I like to give everybody, that when they can actually get into that aspect of giving themselves, you know, that it is pure love, really, and pure acceptance of one's own being. And then through that, they can access anything that's closing them off from fully embracing the aspect of their self. And yes, it can be a bit woo-woo, it can be a bit magical, because you know, I have people say, I just love connecting with you because, do you know what I mean? I just get a whole heap of money come to me, or like this happens or that happens. So I just, you know, I don't even really know why I want to connect again, but I'm just having a session because things go great afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's sort of not really me. It's because the person has shifted their vibrational energy frequency, and they've purged and they've let go of everything that's holding them back from actually drawing in flow. And there is, you know, people talk about, sports people, everyone talk about peak experiences and talk about flow. And there are exercises, physical exercises and breathing exercises and attunements that you can actually do to get into that flow and to get into peak performance. And I get very excited about that because, you know, it's very rewarding to actually see people unfold and to become, you know, the best version of themselves. And I mean, I do a lot of shadow work as well, and that's not scary, that's just subconscious stuff and, you know, patternings and subpersonalities, and then in bringing in archetypes. Like there's so much that's available, and each and every session is unique. So yeah, it is hard to put it into tangible words. I guess some things in life, Angela, just need to be experienced.
Well, that's what I agree. And I think it's, yeah, it's an interesting one, because I feel that there's so much suffering, or so many people get stuck, or so many people struggle to move forward or find the joy that they could, whereas there are other paths that you can access. And that's why, you know, my 4D thing is like, there's so many people that live in this three-dimensional world. So I want to open people up to the fourth dimension, which is the path to this stuff, you know, the higher vibrational, the fifth, the multidimensional energy work that you do. So, you know, once you open up to that, there's a whole other world out there, and you've, you know, brought that world into me, and I've experienced lots of, you know, so much stuff from that. And I just think there's opportunities for people to, you know, get more from their life or move through things. It doesn't have to be the way it has to be, you know. Like, there's so many, you know, patterns that I've had, you know, that have transformed, and that's why there's been so many changes, you know. So I just think it is possible for people. And yeah, something else that you're talking a lot about at the moment as well, which is interesting, is about creativity is the new currency. I think you've got a course coming up in a couple of weeks about that. Like, what do you mean by that? Because that's really powerful, I think, for people to understand, is that, you know, creativity is a new currency. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty powerful. That, like, so do you want to explain that to everyone?
Well, creativity, the new currency, that's what sort of came through, because, you know, at the end of the day, money is energy, right? And energy is energy. And when we have lack of energy, or lack of what's available to us in energy format, then only so much can get done. So currency being, if you say equate, I guess, time equals money, money equals time, then if you can access your fullest potential and if you can harness that energy and bring it in, that is where the magic happens, because that is getting into flow. And that is basically the law of attraction to a degree. I'm not a fan of that term because I think it's been overused, but it is the magic of, you know, perception and shifting perception. And once perception is shifted, we can shift our genetic behavior. So our genetic behavior that we're born into, let's just say, I could give you a wonderful example on that, but that would be a book. But in my life, do you know what I mean? Where when I left my husband with his blessing and took on two children that his mother had passed over from breast cancer, basically that specific gentleman was the epitome of my father. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was just like, I've got two photos of them. They look exactly the same. And you know that cliche they say where you marry your own father? Well, that's just another diversion of sort of what I do. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because there's a thing, if say like people are having problems with relationships, until they shift their inner patternings from their genetics, do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Their mm-hmm. genetic downline, they're going to keep bringing in the same type of energy package, but in a different face. And so that can stop them having a fulfilled relationship. I mean, there's so many layers to that experience in my life, and those two beautiful girls now have two boys each, and they're both still in my life. So, you know, that was pretty incredible, and that was a big one of my big aspects in life that I can help people draw on, because, like that gentleman we're still friends with, I've got so many intimate, loving relationships with so many beautiful people, and that takes an interesting energy shift as well that we can all have, because there is no limits on that as well. Once we're in our heart essence and we're in our intelligence, do you know what I mean? And self-actualized, you can actually have so many fulfilling relationships with so many people that it's just ridiculous. You actually have to have very strong boundaries and say no, because that's what happens. Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of like you're a freaking
magnet. I start to love everyone.
Exactly. That's it. And then it's like you're coming a moth to a light. You've got to just go, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that can come with any aspect of the pie of life. Do you know what I mean? Because all aspects, do you know, like whatever aspect you're looking at, whether you're looking at business or whether you're looking at love or whether you're looking at your health, all those different aspects in the pie of life. And a lot of people get one right or two right. But when it holistically all starts coming together, it's pretty special. Yeah.
No, it's just such powerful work. And I guess what I love is when I get podcast guests on, is there something that someone could start? Because I love, my big thing is, right, you can live your most fulfilling life from this moment. There is something you can do right now to take a step closer to your higher self or to be your best self. So is there something that you could share with people that they could do, you know, after listening to this podcast, that's going to open them up or improve their
life? Well, I can give a couple of takeaways. Like, you know, as you know, Angela, everything has to be action. If we don't take action or call to action, nothing gets done. And a lot of people don't do the call to action, which is really interesting. And that in itself is a session. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, I think, you know, mindfulness has come back in vogue. I mean, it's ancient mindfulness, but mindfulness is becoming very much back in vogue. So I guess a very simple takeaway would be to become aware of one's mindfulness. Do you know what I mean? Or inner chatter. I mean, you know, years ago we talk about inner chatter and people would go, oh my God, do you get voices in your head as well? I thought I was the only one that had this running dialogue that's shameful and disgusting and, you know, beat up on it. So I guess, there is like one thing that you can actually do is become very aware of your self-talk, okay? Mm-hmm. And there is a technique that I teach, which is actually a new insertion. So if this dialogue is, say, your inner critic, or if it's, you know, I can't do this, or, you know, well, for instance, before I came on today, I had performance anxiety. It doesn't go away. There's a little bit of it there. So I hear my voice come up and I go, okay, I recognize that's performance anxiety. You know what, girl, you've got this. You've got this, you know. But we can go into that deeper. So there's a thing you can do where you put a little rubber band on your wrist, and that when a thought comes in, you can flick the rubber band, and then you can go, especially if it's around success or if it's around self-sabotage or, you know, destructive self-talk. Once you become aware of that, you can insert it. There's actually a technique I teach going into meditation with that, because you can actually identify whether it's masculine or whether it's feminine. So whether it came from one of your initial caretakers or where it came from in your timeline of your life. And then you can actually speak back to that, make a dialogue in either the feminine aspect or the masculine aspect. So, but that gets, you need to get into that a little bit deeper with meditation. But I would say just become aware, you know, become aware of your chatter and see how many different conversations you've got going on, because there's quite a multitude of different ones. And so even keeping a journal for that and just to identify it, and if you can catch it, if you've got your phone, put it in the memo. Do you know what I mean? Just start to become aware of it, and then you make friends with it, and then through uniting it, and once you've inserted the new conversation, that aspect works with you. So it's a little bit like a jigsaw puzzle. If you can imagine a jigsaw puzzle's all done and then all the little pieces or a couple of little pieces get lost, it's finding those little aspects of ourselves, and then you can put the whole jigsaw puzzle back together, and there's this holistic approach. And it does take us, you know, self-love, as corny as what that might be, self-love is the most important attribute anybody can have, because if you can't give that to yourself, you really cannot gift it to another fellow human. So it's very important to practice, you know, what do I, dear, need today? What do I, dear, need to focus on today? What would I like to give myself today? And the self-talk takes practice. It doesn't take away. It takes 90 days to change your neuralistical programming. So it would be a 90-day. So you could put, you know what, guys, you could just get, girls, ladies, people, you could get a calendar, go 90 days from now and put the date on your calendar, and on your phone, every single time you have a conversation or something gets in the way or bring awareness to that, you can actually do a reframe on that and insert a new conversation. That's a great start.
Yeah, no, that's so powerful. And I've experienced that. Like, you know, you've certainly opened up the self-love journey for me over the last few years, and it just makes such a difference. It's really interesting. And I talk to this about my mentoring things. Like, I look in the mirror now and the thoughts that come into my head are different to what they used to be. Yes. It's really interesting how it evolves. And I've actually got this client that I work with. She's so diligent, and she's just like skyrocketing at the moment, because she does these things. She doesn't for 104 days because it's a 104 thing, which is just the 90, gorgeous. Right? But that's right. Like, exactly what you said, there's things that people can do, and it doesn't take long. It, you know, it only takes a short amount of time. And yeah, I don't know, like those reframes and those things that, you know, there's certain things for me that are just there now, like, and you know, like there's things that you've said or statements that I just draw on a lot, and I think it's just so powerful. And when you actually experience the session, though, like it's like it shifts quicker, or it shifts deeper and you can shift more, like when you do sort of the deeper energy work. So I will put your details in, if that's all right. I'll put your details in the podcast links, you know, about sessions and the course you've got coming up as well, which would be an amazing intro to this type of work for people. So I'll remember to do that as well, because I'd love for people to sort of, as you said, it has to be experience. Yeah, no, I think it's, I'll definitely put those in. But something, dear, I asked all my guests, and I actually forgot to pre-warn you on this one, but I always ask, like, what's, you know, for you, like, what advice would you give to people to, for the will, for them to find the will to live, like, their most fulfilling life? Like, you know, is there anything you do for you, or is there any advice you'd give to someone?
Good question. I think that for me personally, that shifted and changed so much. I know when I got diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago and got told that I had 6 months to live, that it was actually quite beautiful, because I thought I was, you know, I mean, my mum always used to call me a babbling brook because I've always been happy, do you know what I mean, to a degree, but I also had the opposing energies to that as well, and I've had to work on those, being a creative. But it does take courage and intimacy. So an intimacy with my own being, and courage and faith. And faith to me has always been my soul essence, or my heart essence, definitely. Mm. But, you know, there's Araya, I can't think of her last name, sorry. She says that it's so important never to portray one's own being, and to be really open to knowing yourself. And I think that's the key, you know. I think so many people sell themselves out, and you can portray yourself. And that, I mean, there's a lot on that, because it's boundaries. Mm. It's really, it's not some little thing, but it's boundaries. It's a really deep self of knowing. Like Rumi, the poet that I just love, like, he died ages ago, but in history, he speaks every single day to me. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We have to go inner. Everything we need is inside ourselves. Mm. Everything. It's not external. So if you want external things to show up in your world or your reality, and those external things aren't showing up, it's a deep inward process. Mm. And, you know, I thought I had mastered self-talk, which I had, until I got cancer. And then it was like, holy cow, you know, I thought I'd transformed. I was going really amazingly, blah, blah, blah. And here it came, like, in an accelerated transformation. Mm-hmm. But having cancer has been amazing, because I'm so passionate about transformation. It's been absolutely incredible. My journey on that has just been amazing. The people that I've met, the experiences that I've had, the intimacy with my self-talk on that, I had to re-go it all again, because on a daily basis, you know, I had to work with everything in order to have the will to live, and the will to live in each moment. Mm. And that's moment to moment awareness. Mm. So I guess to answer that, it would be to have the will to live in each moment, and to choose again and again. Mm. Where energy work really helps with that, where meditation really helps with that, where all of that comes to fruition in the heart center of one's being. And it's so wonderful to have that. Like, it's so beautiful to experience it. I see you experience it, you know, and it's just so amazing. And you've got such incredible, incredible things to share with people, Angela, too.
Cool. Thank you so much. And yeah, no, it's just been a great chat. I didn't even realize the time. I could chat to you all day, but thank you so much. I'm looking forward to getting this one out there and sharing some of those gifts. I'll put sort of your social media links and links about your work at the bottom for anyone that wants to get in touch with Dear and experience it. I can highly recommend it. But thank you so much. It's been wonderful. And I'm looking forward to my next session soon.
Okay. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
I'm Angela Lee, and you've been listening to Will to Live, the podcast. You can join us on Facebook in our Will to Live online community, that's LIV, Facebook group, or follow Angela Lee on social media and at www.angelalee.com.au. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast and would like to pay forward the gifts of living, please share with your friends. And if you haven't already, please rate and review the podcast. Thanks so much.